Over the weekend, some Ukrainian actors stepped on stage. It was their first performance since Russia's invasion began. There, from the port city of Mariupol, Russian bombs destroyed that city's main theater, despite giant letters on the ground identifying it as a shelter for civilians, including children. Now, several actors who survived the bombing are staging a play. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from Uzhgorod, Ukraine.
It's opening night for the play Cry of a Nation. The cast walks into the spotlight. One actor recites a poem by Vasil Stus, the Ukrainian writer who died at age 47 in a Soviet labor camp in 1985.
Сам Господь тебе прирік, Василь Стус. Стус.
The play is about Vasil Stus's sacrifices for Ukrainian culture, and it's also about what Ukrainians are sacrificing today to keep their culture safe from Russia's attacks. Cry of a Nation premiered 4 months after the actor's home theater in Mariupol was bombed. The grim anniversary hung over the cast as they rehearsed. Actor and singer Vida Lebedinska barely escaped the bombing.
I remember stepping over dead bodies as I ran out. I remember all of these explosions, these bombings, they wouldn't stop. And I realized, the Russians want to destroy this city, and especially the heart of it, the most beautiful part, the theater.
She saw a teenage girl and her family cling to each other as the theater crumbled. Lebedinska and a colleague raced out of the collapsing building.
We ran out and kept running until we reached the beach. We saw dead people buried in the sand there. It felt like the end of the world.
She escaped from Mariupol. Displaced by war, she moved from city to city in Ukraine.
I was barely alive, not thinking about my future, about anything. And then Lyudmila called and said, they want to work again? And I was one of the first people from the Mariupol troupe who said yes.
Lyudmila Kolosovich is the Mariupol Theater's artistic director. She says Russians destroyed the Mariupol Theater's building, but not its talent.
I watch these actors, and I think these are the very best. They are so powerful, so good at what they do, and I'm working with them.
She says she and the actors wrote Cry of a Nation together after reading Vasil Stus's collected letters and poems.
He died for Ukraine. He died for Ukrainian culture. And he did it all so Ukraine could have a future.
Kolosovich cast Igor Kutrush in the main role as Vasil Stus.
When we ended up here in Uzhgorod, we realized how lucky we were to see anyone from the Mariupol theater alive and unharmed, because some of our colleagues didn't make it.
Kirtish is thinking about those colleagues as he walks into the spotlight on the night of the premiere.
Що сказав, як кулі клацали, мов жовті вовчі ікла.
In one dramatic scene, Vasil Stus wastes away in a Soviet labor camp, and his mother, played by Vida Lebedinska, peers into the audience with wide eyes that glisten with her own pain. The audience weeps too. Cry of a Nation ends with the poet's call to fight for Ukraine. The audience erupts into cheers and a standing ovation. Vida Lebedinska holds a bouquet of flowers and trembles. Being on stage is a miracle, she says, and a reminder, too, of what's lost. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Uzhgorod, Ukraine.